Hi, my name is Destiny. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
We got one that's near me, but Destiny, but let me introduce myself. My name is Willie Ivey, and I'm the minister for the inner city ministry in Fayette County. And one of the reasons I'm calling around trying to get some information. Since Fayette County is one of the hot counties, and now they extended to people that 65 up can be able to get the vaccine. What we was looking for, what the question is the state planning on setting up sites like what I see in Birmingham and other places where people can drive through and get the vaccination? And if they do, that we would love to work to try to get one set up in Fayette County, and that they can be able to do that. So, because we're a hot county right now. And so I'm looking for, if there's any information on that, anybody that I can talk to, everybody, give me a number. Call me a number.
Okay, you're trying to get the number for what now? I can barely hear you.
Okay. What the question is the Alabama Public Health Department, the one in Montgomery, is they planning on going in the areas like they're doing in Jefferson County and other places where they set up and people can drive through and get the vaccination?
Well, I can give you the number to their appointment line.
Okay. I know the number to the appointment line because I would have used it as a got an appointment for Fayette County Health Department just for one individual. I'm talking about something that maybe 200 or 300 or 400 people that meet that group can be vaccinated in the same day.
Okay, you're asking, will they be vaccinated in the same day?
Okay, no. Let me try this one more time. There's places like in Jefferson County, in other places, I even think there may be something in Montgomery, where they are already got a place, they set it up, and the people that meet the criteria, that group, can drive up, fill out the information, and get the shot they need. And then they set it up again, and the people can come back and get the second shot. What I'm asking, who do you contact that maybe they can do that in Fayette County if they get help from people like myself and other people here because we're a hot spot, and we'll do the footwork and everything to get people there to be able to get the shot?
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, I can give you the number to the hotline appointment line.
Okay, the number to the hotline.
I'm sorry, to the vaccine. I can give you the number to the vaccine appointment line. That's the only number that can set the appointments up for you.
566-5333. That's the number you're going to give me, right?
That's great. That's the number to the appointment line.
Okay, that's not going to help because I just got through talking to someone there. Only thing they're doing is taking information, setting up, putting people on the list, and wherever they at, if the county health department is doing it, they will let them know when it's their time to come and do it. But see, there's a problem, and I'm going to find somebody that can talk to me and tell me, because see, in these rural counties, they're not getting what Jefferson County and where you at in Montgomery and all of that. We are here, and it's not trickling down like it should. And right now, Fayette is a hot county, one of the hotbeds here in the state of Alabama. But anyway, Destiny, I appreciate you. I appreciate you talking to me. And I appreciate the information you have gave.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying. But that's the only number that we do have.
Okay.
So the appointment line, we don't have, that's the only number that we have that's able to set up an appointment for you.
Yeah, but see, you can set up for me. But what about all the folks that's not like me? What about the folks?
Well, it's different phases. They would have to wait until their phase becomes available.
But I'm talking about the phase now where people are 65 and up can get the vaccine. I ain't talking about those under 65. I'm talking about those who are 65 and up, and then some that's got health issues. You see, when you live in a rural county, you got folks that don't have transportation, you got folks that don't get the information and everything, and you got folks willing to work and do the footwork. If a day or two can be planned to come to the county, bring the vaccine, and give it to these folks. But anyway, I find somebody knows something. I know this thing is new, and communication is not like it should be, and it's not moving fast enough because Alabama was the last state on the list in getting out the vaccine, but all of the ones they got. And now you got local folks, local ministers, that want to help to get this to folks. Somebody ought to be able to tell me something. But anyway, I thank you for talking to me.
Okay, I do understand, sir, but I do hope that I was able to help. And if you need more information, you can visit our following websites at adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, then. Thank you.
And you have a great day.